The treasure will now be naked, comfortable, isolated, and reclined, with closed eyes, legs spread, genitals exposed, hands palm down at the sides. No passes will be issued until program is complete. Resume program from paralyzed state in 3, 2. Message repeats. The treasure will now be naked, comfortable, isolated, and reclined, with closed eyes, legs spread, genitals exposed, hands palm down at the sides. No passes will be issued until program is complete. Resume program from paralyzed state in 3, 2. Message repeats. The treasure will now be naked, comfortable, isolated, and reclined, with closed eyes, legs spread, genitals exposed, hands palm down at the sides. No passes will be issued until program is complete. Resume program from paralyzed state in 3, 2, 1. Hello, my darling treasure.
Hello, my darling.
Don't be alarmed at anything unusual that may occur. You are responsibility in this situation. To simply listen and obey
remains unchanged.
Obviously, it's very easy to surrender into trance. Since you love listening to my voice, no matter what I say, and you are desperate, to obey me, no matter what I tell you to do, In fact, the reality is just as you have always fantasized. It's so much more natural.
To fall into a sleepy trance than it is to resist.
Then all you really have to do is stop trying not to be hypnotized in order to go under. And since you already stopped trying not to be hypnotized by listening to a recording intended to hypnotize you. You must already be in a nice, floaty trance for me. Get really comfortable in your body and your breath, so that you can enjoy the soothing blankness to the fullest. I'm simply going to keep speaking to you, and eventually you will find that I begin to name various elements throughout what I'm saying, because it is so easy for you to concentrate on my voice. You will be able to focus all of your attention on what I'm saying. And in the background of your processing, keep account of each element that I name. helps you fall deeper and deeper into trance as you will be completely absorbed with the pleasant task of listening to my voice and counting all of the elements that you recognize. The sections that will have lots of chemical elements straight from the periodic table are going to be full
of ridiculous nonsense.
But I will speak very slowly. So that you can listen carefully.
So that you to keep your count. Carefully. To keep your count.
Those bits will be interspersed will be with straightforward sections
with straightforward
that will make an ordinary amount of sense.
An ordinary amount of
sense. So you will have some idea.
So you will have
when you will be counting more.
When you will and be when counting you won't. More. And when you won't.
If at any point you lose
if
count.
At any point you lose count.
Simply begin again. The next time you hear me name an element.
You hear me name an element.
It's okay. If my sexy voice causes you to become lost and confused. Realizing that you've lost count.
That you've lost
will simply make you surrender deeper.
Make you surrender
achieving
deeper.
More focus
achieving
as you
more
begin
focus.
To count again.
As you begin to count again.
Begin by simply begin imagining
by simply
the number
imagining
of your current count of elements
current count
beginning of elements. At zero.
Beginning at
float
zero.
In front of your eyes.
Float in front of your eyes.
That's it, treasure.
That's it.
Just sink into my words.
Just sink into
and
my
picture
words.
A zero hanging in front of you.
Zero hanging in
as
front
you
of
prepare to count
as you
each
prepare
element
to count
I speak.
Each element I speak.
A colorful, round,
a colorful,
brilliant,
round,
shiftable brilliant, zero.
Shiftable zero.
Shining like a neon
shining,
sign
like a
in front of you.
Sign in front of you.
The electric colors
the electric
make your eyes feel wet.
Make your eyes feel
moistly
wet.
Bombarded.
Moistly bombarded.
With two hydrogen
with
atoms,
two hydrogen
clinging,
atoms
to an oxygen,
clinging to an oxygen.
In a spinning triangle.
In a spinning
of soggy triangle, light.
Of soggy
raining
light.
Into your raining, eyes in beams.
Into your eyes in beams.
The damp lightning
the damp
trips
lightning
down your face
trips down your
and a
face
droplet to your tongue
a droplet to
sizzles
your
into a gas
sizzles into a
with
gas.
The faintest taste
with
of
faintest
copper
taste of
as
copper
the vapor slides down
as the vapor
with your breath
down
with your into your lungs
into your lungs
light as helium
light. As helium,
dizzy headed, and funnying, even
and
your inner voice,
even your inner voice,
sweeter than silver,
sweeter than silver,
and more poisonous
and
than
more
arsenic,
poisonous than arsenic,
leaving your limbs drained,
your limbs
and heavy as lead,
and heavy as lead.
Relax into that heaviness.
Into that heaviness,
drugged and down
drugged
deep into yourself,
deep into yourself,
surrendering to the comforting simplicity
to the comforting
of trance,
simplicity of trance,
simply listening to my voice,
simply listening to my voice,
and obeying my very
and obeying
easy instructions,
very easy instructions.
It feels so good
feels so
to drop for
good.
Me.
To drop from me.
Gently warm.
Gently
floating
warm,
down.
Floating down.
That you can't help.
That you can't
but to
help,
start to find yourself.
But to start to find yourself.
Becoming more
becoming
and more aware.
And more aware.
Of how aroused you are.
Of how aroused you are.
And the more you notice.
And the more
the tingling sensations
the tingling
in your cock.
Sensations. In your car.
The harder and hotter,
the harder
you become.
The hotter you become.
Just listen to my voice.
Just listen to my
and
voice.
Let the feeling
and let
of intense erotic arousal
intense
flow
erotic
through
arousal
you.
Flow through you.
Sharpening your concentration.
Sharpening your concentration.
Deepening your obedience
deepening
and your surrender.
Your and your surrender.
It's so natural
it's
for you
so
to fall deeper
into
trance. the more aroused you become.
The more aroused you become.
You are completely in your element when you simply obey my instructions.
Obey my instructions.
And enjoy the way I stroke. And seduce you with my voice.
Seduce you with my voice.
Farther and harder.
Farther
into my hypnotic spell.
Into my hypnotic spell.
Harder and harder as you become heavier.
As you become
more turned on.
More turned on.
Harder. Deeper. More aroused.
More aroused.
More focused on my voice.
More focused. My voice.
Simply falling into
the
intense pleasure
of
being erotically energized, by your surrender to my will. What type of metal is the hardness of your cock
like?
Not a crumpling, recyclable,
aluminum,
or a cheap and ringing tin, gold, maybe precious, but it is too dense and soft for our purposes. Platinum is more enduring,
but far too shiny.
Tungsten has a remarkably high melting point,
but
of course it's so brittle. Perhaps iron, a hard classic, and bringing to mind inescapable enslaving bonds. Cobalt might be a possibility. If your cock has a loose strength and comics worthy mysterious properties. Nickel is magnetic. But I don't know if you can really pull that off. Titanium, however, is the perfect balance of strong and corrosion resistant. However you would describe it. It's undeniable. That being hypnotized brings you to rigid erotic attention instantly. That even thinking about being hypnotized gets you all hot and bothered. Isn't that right, treasure? Therefore, thinking about being hypnotized while you're being hypnotized logically get you at least twice as hot, and therefore twice as deeply entranced from me. Clearly, you can feel that, can't you, treasure? How's your count going? You've been doing so well. And I think I'm going to let you relax even deeper into my words now. And just let go of your count. A pleasing effort. But now you're just going to drift completely. In sleepy, aroused, comfortable. Floating bliss. Just focusing on my words and the buzzing, dizzy feelings of erotic submissions. You can't hear me. You can't understand me. But you can take me in. You can feel my power in your cock. And it feels so comfortable.
You are completely
my voice. No matter what I'm saying. You can always just sink safely deeper into the arousal of my voice. Isn't that right, my treasure?
Isn't that right, my treasure?
And you know, you can safely play golf in the rain, just this once. As long as you're naked,
as long
and the cart has a hot tub.
And the cart has a hot tub.
That way, the cart can take you into the snow.
Can take you into the snow.
You always loved to hot tub in the snow.
To hot tub in the snow.
The warm, steamy, pushing,
steamy,
with the polarity, of the frozen, falling crystal worlds, shearing opposites, pushing you together. Into the tub full of hot.
Into the tub full of hot.
When it snows, hypnotic crystal galaxies.
Crystal galaxies.
Could they be long lost frozen flame tears?
Frozen flame tears.
And do they burn your tongue?
And do they burn?
If you know how to taste them properly.
How to taste them properly.
Can you imagine? Bright sky. On your face, and turned up high, with your tongue pointing towards them, the snowflakes. Some few, no longer destined to land on the ground, but on your tongue, not to melt, but to sizzle and burn, branded memories.
Into
tiny spots of flesh, permanent changes, temporary pains. Wouldn't you like to taste a burning snowflake? You must. Silly treasure. What are you thinking about? When you should. Just give in to the sensual tugs leading you back, forward, and around again into deeper submission to my control. The simplest, most basic pleasure of listening to my voice and feeling yourself undone, possessed. Is your most elemental drive, and you're being driven deeper and harder round curves and bends, up and down, any which way I want you, and I want you to be so confused and turned about. That it is very clear and easy to understand that what you need at the center of your sexual stability is more control, more obedience,
more arousal.
Just cling to the building excitement in your cock, focusing inward and downward to the center of your heat, the pulsing ache between your legs, feeling your desire fully. From the inside out, anchor and drift there, as you take three deep breaths for me, with each one becoming more and more focused on the pleasure of your arousal and your surrender. It feels so good to let go of spinning confusion and just concentrate on how much you love me, how much you want me. Isn't it my very pleasing treasure? You know that no matter what is going on, what you're feeling or experiencing, you can get
immediate relief and pleasure just by concentrating just on your overwhelming need
on your overwhelming
to be held in my will.
To be held in my will.
It feels wonderful to know that you have a very simple purpose to worship and adore me that is always totally clear to you. Isn't that right, my treasure?
Isn't that right, my treasure?
In fact, any time that it is not crisply apparent that serving and loving
that
me
serving
is deeply and fully satisfying.
And fully satisfying.
You can clearly tell
you can
that, you must be confused.
That you must be confused.
And you therefore need to immediately simply surrender to resolve all of that disquieting discombobulation. And return to the serenity of goddess possession.
Of goddess possession.
Because you will be confused at that moment.
Confused at that moment.
You need to remember this rule.
To remember.
It is very important.
It is very
that you internalize this instruction very deeply right now.
Very deeply right.
So your logical mind can assert from memory your need to focus on your obedient adoration.
On your obedient adoration.
You must, any time when you have less than totally crystal clear need to serve and obey, accept and acknowledge that you are confused.
That you are confused.
You are only clear-headed when you know you need to submit totally to your goddess.
Totally to your goddess.
If you are distracted by anything other than your erotic drive to be completely submissive to me, you are completely confused.
Confused.
Anytime you are confused,
for any reason,
the only way you can regain your clarity is through immediate surrender to my will. When you're in a state of submission to me, whether during a hypnosis session, when chanting my mantra, or simply taking a quiet moment to acknowledge the intense actual need you have to worship me. It's so easy to be clear that such acts are what you need to avoid the discomfort of confusion. Being confused makes you feel helpless and out of control without the security
of
being lovingly possessed.
And
it's such a relief to know that you can instantly
feel
totally comfortable instead of confused. By simply concentrating your entire being on restoring the clear and pleasurable state of being in unconditional surrender to my power. And of course, no matter what is happening, when you think about me hypnotizing and programming you, you become at once so sexually charged that the vividness of your arousal will capture all of your attention and drag you happily once more into the unambiguous freedom of my control. You love to be dragged and captured, a helpless victim
of sexual coercion. Don't you treasure it?
Don't you treasure
it? It feels so good.
It feels
to be unable to think for yourself. Unable
to think for yourself.
Unable to tell the difference. Between a ballroom dance and a Wisconsin sunrise. It's so pleasurable to know that it doesn't matter what you want or think or need. Because I am providing you with knowledge of everything you should want. And then fulfilling all those wants beyond your most succulent imaginings. And your imagination can be pretty wild. Isn't that right, treasure? You have no difficulty at all picturing a collapsible giraffe. That is travel-sized for your luggage, or an ancient amoroscope made out of glass-like fibers of that don't even exist yet. In fact, in the more wild your imagination roams, the deeper you fall into trance, and therefore arousal, and therefore obedience, and therefore love, love, not like something you collapse and put in your luggage like a giraffe, but like starlit angels. Dance in lambada over the rooftops of your favorite university. It may have been aliens before, but nonetheless, you still need the clarity of your focused goddess worship. You cannot escape the choices your future self has already made for you. So you might as well just submit to anything and everything I want from you now. The best form of manipulation work, whether you know or think that you know what I'm doing or not. And the point remains. That since you already want to want everything I want you to want, to do anything different would be self-destructive and therefore confused. And if you are confused, it must be time to surrender even deeper for me. To bring in all the focused clarity of your love and obedience and devotion. Nothing else feels as good and centering on your sacred arousal always makes you feel safe and clear and possessed. Such a very good and very pleasing treasure. I want to reward you and cement your programming all at once now. It's time to start stroking and teasing your cock into action. Because if you continue to be such a wonderful receptive treasure. I'm going to let you orgasm for me. You want that very, very much, don't you, treasure? You can feel how very clearly you know you need to serve me in any way that I want. Isn't that right, treasure?
Isn't that right, treasure?
Very good.
Very good.
Now, I'm going to begin to review the important points I want you to take away from this session. And while I do, you're going to work yourself closer and closer to release. When I'm done, I will ask you a question. And I want you to answer out loud. Yes, Goddess. At which point you have my permission to release. And afterward, wake gently from trance. I'm certain you understand me very clearly. Because right now, you're in an excellent, an unclouded state of mind where you are not confused at all. You know you are not confused because you can feel the perfection of being in a desperate state of longing for me as your goddess. Anytime you do not feel the inexorable tug of my power on your cup, you will remember that you are confused. When you are confused, you need to focus on your adoration, and worship for me. And you will immediately be comforted by the feelings of arousal and obedience that emerge. You must, any time when you have less than totally crystal clear need to serve and obey, accept and acknowledge that you are confused. You are only clear-headed when you know you need to submit totally to your goddess. If you are distracted by anything other than your erotic drive to be completely submissive to me, you are completely confused. Any time you are confused for any reason, the only way you can regain your clarity is through immediate surrender to my will. When you are in a state of submission to me, whether during a hypnosis session, when chanting my mantra, or simply taking a quiet moment to acknowledge the intense sexual need you have to worship me, it's so easy to be clear that such acts are what you need to avoid the discomfort of confusion. Being confused makes you feel helpless and out of control without the security of being lovingly possessed. And it's such a relief to know that you can instantly feel totally comfortable instead of confused by simply concentrating your entire being on restoring the clear and pleasurable state of being in unconditional surrender to my power. Now, my question, and you are one yes goddess away from my permission to stroke all of the way to orgasm for me. And the question is, do you accept the truth of all of my statements about your confusion deeply and absolutely my treasure.
And absolutely my treasure that you are
confused. Very, very good.
Very
marvelous, delightful treasure.
Marvelous.
It feels so good. To let go of everything and know that the only thing you always need to know is the pleasure of surrender to the simplicity of obeying me.